Parsha Rabosa is Parshas Vayigash, and I'd like to share with you a fresh idea, I hope, that hopefully will also tie into, Baruch Hashem, the wonderful simcha that my family, that we experienced, Baruch Hashem, the miracle of Chanukah, for us, the closing miracle of Chanukah for my family, please God, with the birth of our new son, Baruch Hashem, yesterday, late afternoon. I'd like to share with you a beautiful idea from the parasha. At the end of the parasha, after Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, and the brothers decide with Yaakov they're coming down to Mitzrayim, so Yaakov has to send a mission, first down to Mitzrayim to get Mitzrayim ready for Bnei Yisrael when they come. The pasuk says, "V'es Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef laros lefanav Goshna." Yaakov Avinu sends Yehuda to Goshen before he and his family arrive in Goshen. Why? Rashi quotes, the Medrash says, "L'takin lo beis haTalmud, shenisham teitehora." Rashi explains that Yehuda had to go set up a yeshiva for Bnei Yisrael, for Yaakov and all of his children and grandchildren in Mitzrayim, in Goshen, before they came down to Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi quotes. Last night I was looking through some of my svarim at home. I came across a beautiful Shlah Kaddosh. And the Shlah comments on this Chazal and says the following beautiful thing. Listen to this. What do we learn from this? Says the Shlah. Liman Musar Mizeh. We learn from this. Kol Pehula She'adam Oseh. Every action that a person does, Rishis Davar, the first thing he must do is Yireh Pehula Zu Lachin Inya Letzorach Kavoha. The first thing he must do is, how do I make what I'm about to do sacred? How do I set things up that will be set up in a way of Kedusha, of holiness? My first step, what's my first step? To make sure that the seeds will be laid, the ground will be set, everything will be ready for us to be able to proceed with Kedusha. Here's a very interesting mashal. K'mo mi shezocha livnos bayis. The person that zocha to build a house, he says, Yitzayir b'machshavto b'tchilo. The first thing you should think of in his house, when he builds a house, is a cheder b'bayit she'iyo mucha lo liyot sagur sham l'torah u'l'tfila u'l'tbogdus. Where is he going to have a chance to learn? Where's his room in the house going to be for learning? Where's his study going to be in the house? Where is the place that the rabbis are going to meet? When the rabbis are in the meeting place, where is the meeting place in my house with the rabbis? And then afterwards, it's Zayir, and Yana Mestachim Lo. Then they'll take care of the kitchen and the bathrooms and all the other things in the house, the bedrooms. And that's why Yaakov sent you the first, the Takin Lo Beis HaTalmud. What a beautiful insight of the Shlach Kadosh. Fellas, but the Shlach Kadosh is teaching us the following beautiful idea. He's telling us first things first. He's telling us that a person has to be able to know what his priorities are, what's number one, what's number two. And Yaakov Avinu knew that in order for him and his family to survive in Mitzrayim, priority number one is we have to have a yeshiva. And I saw the Shlach Kadosh, it occurred to me. You know how Yaakov knew this? From himself. From his own life experience. How did Yaakov survive that unbelievable Golas? Yaakov went to Golas. He was the first one that lived most of his life in Golas. How did Yaakov survive in that Golas? And the answer is, where did he go before? Shem Be'ever. Yaakov sat in Yeshua for 14 years. He knew that this is his ticket. He knew that that's what carried him through all those years in Golas. So when his family is not coming down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov knew, me too. We have to also set up a Beis HaTalmud, a place for us to be able to sit and learn and have things focused the proper way. A similar idea is found in the Torah in Parashas Matos at the end of Sefer Bamidbar when Moshe Rabbeinu gives very, very strong rebuke to Bnei Gad HaMeruvim. Bnei Gad HaMeruvim look at the Ivar Yardin on the other side of the Jordan and say, "Ah, oh, this is great land! Great place for us to pasture!" And they say the following to Moshe, "You know, all these lands Ataros and Diva, all these places. You know what they say? Listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, we got a good plan. We got a plan. Nikneh, we're going to build. Pasuk says, Gidros Tzon, Nivneh L'Mekneinu Po, we will build very, very fortified cities for our cattle here. V'arim L'Tapeinu, and we'll build cities for our children. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes, bananas. What'd you say? You're going to build cities for your sheep and places for your children also? Your sheep comes before your children? And he gives them very, very strong mussar. He tells them, you guys are off. This is not the way we work. This is not how we roll. You take care of your cattle, your money, your assets before you take care of your children. First things first, you come to a place, set up your kids, set up a yeshiva. Make sure they're settled properly. Then you'll worry about your parnasa. Then you'll worry about the field and the things that you have to take care of in life. I both say the pasuk, and these tzukim are teaching us is the following very important idea. My grandfather, Zechon of Racha, my father's father, who I'm actually named for. I never met him, obviously, I'm named for him. He used to have the following expression. He said, some people in this world have the emphasis on the wrong syllable. That was an expression he used to use, a very cute expression. Right? They emphasize the wrong things. They focus on what should not be focused on, and they don't focus on what they should focus on. And the priorities are a little bit skewed and not straight. And the Torah here is telling us, no. First things first. Get your priorities straight. I saw another idea in the parasha, one last idea in the parasha, that I think this also sets the tone for the same idea. There's a famous question that all the Rishonim ask. Rabban asked the question, or Chaim asked the question. Yosef's in Mitzrayim for a very, very long time and doesn't send one letter of notification to his father. His father's suffering all these years. His brothers knew, but his father? Not to tell his father, I'm alive, I'm okay, don't worry about me. His father's not sleeping for 22 years, missing his son. Not a word, not a sound, not a nothing, not a who. Or Chaim says an amazing thing. An amazing thing. I don't have time to read it. Aruch Chaim says, you know why he didn't do it? He didn't want to embarrass his brothers. He cared about his brothers. What's going to happen if Yaakov finds out how I got down to Mitzrayim? According to Aruch Chaim, Yaakov never knew how Yosef got down to Mitzrayim. And what's going to happen? My brothers will be embarrassed. I'm going to embarrass my brother? And therefore, Yosef just swallowed it for 22 years because you know why? First things first. To take care of my brothers. Those brothers that threw him literally into a pit, threw him under the bus. But Yosef says, no, my priorities are straight. When he reveals himself to his brothers, he kicks out the mitzvah. Why? They should be embarrassed, my brothers? Again, first things first. Priorities are straight, they're clear. The first thing we do in the morning, I will say, every single day as a Jew, after we wash, just die in Negovasser, and then we take care, we come to shul, we daven. The reason we daven first thing in the morning is partially for this reason. To start off the day, getting our priorities straight. What's important? Before we go on to do our, whatever we're going to do, to play our intramural games, or to, when life gets a little more serious, to go to our big job in a big office building, some high floor in the middle of wherever we're going to be. We start our day every single morning to say, you know what? This is how we begin. A Jew begins his day with tefillah. A Jew talks to Hashem and says, Hashem, you know what? Hu yiftach li beinu b'sarasa. That's what I want. Hashem, Elokai neshama she'asati b'tahurahi. God, I'm establishing, I'm stating from the first moment I wake up in the morning, this is important, this is a priority, this is number one for me. I'm going to be spread out the rest of the day. I got to go to do things and stuff. This is very, very important to me. Last night my father in the hospital, he came to meet me, so he, my friend Sion, the cab driver, also had a baby actually yesterday. What are the chances? He had a wife. His wife, he has a wife, thank God. And his wife had a baby yesterday, a few hours after us, she was born there. He had a girl, and she was born after after Shtia. So my father met Tzion and me in the lobby last night and said, "Oh, I have a shidduch for your daughter." So Tzion said, "One second, I'm Sephardi, Ashkenazi." My father said, "I don't care." And then my father said, "But you know what? You know, you're going to have to start right now, be mechanech your child, that she should be, you know, appropriate for my grandson." My father said. So he's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, I'll tell you what I did to my children when they were very young, before they had a little drink, when they were tiny little kids, before they would drink. If I remember this vividly, not from when I was two, but when I was a little older, before we drank or ate something, the father would say three words to us, put his arm around Tzion and said, we would say Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro, and then we would drink, even if we couldn't talk. But that was the beginning. I said to my father, I think he's going to start saying Shakol Niyeh Bidvaro, because this is his Friday. Got a little chuckle out of that. But it starts from the beginning. Start from the very, very beginning. We have to pause, but I just want to close with the following. Yesterday, as I was holding this beautiful Hanukkah miracle, this nice Hanukkah, this beautiful baby, I was holding in my arms as Hanukkah was coming to an end. And again, last night and this morning, I held him for a few seconds. It reminded me of this idea. It's a new opportunity, a fresh page, a kid not in the world even yet for 24 hours, Mr. Hashem, he should live to be 120 years old and beyond, but it's a fresh opportunity, a new chance, and it made me think a little bit, you know, what are my dreams for my child, what are my priorities for my child, if I had to make a list of the most important things that I want to inculcate and infuse into my child, into our children. What's on that list? And if we did things okay for the first ones, there's always what to improve. There's a new opportunity and a new neshama and a new opportunity and a new kid in this world that Baruch Hashem was zocha to try our best to set the right path. We should be zocha, everybody, to learn the lesson of Yaakov Avinu, to understand in life what goes first. First things first. And second thing, second, we should be zocheh to grow into the most incredible B'nai Torah we could possibly be. Have a great Shabbos.